Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I am a little concerned for Kiara and her husband, Eric, because so they didn't bring their bikes over from Italy. Some folks will do that.
Oh, yeah. They'll ship them over. Come over on the ferry.
Yes. They were able to get some bikes because they're not done here in Milwaukee. After this, they're riding west.
And after, we go to Sturgis.
That's going to be a pretty good time, let me tell you.
I don't know how much they know about Sturgis, but it's a little bit different than this deal right here.
They'll love it. It'll be great.
I've heard Sturgis has gotten more tame over the years.
Is that right?
But it still has its pockets, right?
Areas of clothing optional.
Yes, yes, Deb, for example.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Traffic was sponsored by Sendix Food Market, your trusted local grocer since 1926. Also in the traffic department, be on the lookout for a lot of Harley-Davidson bikes. They are already in town. They are riding in. Was out at the museum on Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. Saw license plates from all over the country.
That's cool.
And outside the country.
Awesome.
Saw an Ontario license plate. Met some folks from Italy. We're going to hear from them
later. Excellent.
So it is on in Milwaukee.
Wednesday was an historic speech from the president. Also an historic speech from Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. Those two are going to meet today. What do they talk about?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to the White House today for a meeting with President Biden. Their first face-to-face meeting since Biden visited Israel after the October 7th attack by Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will also meet with Netanyahu separately.
The Israeli Prime Minister is also expected to get some face time with former President Donald Trump tomorrow, this following that fiery speech before Congress.
Never again must never be an empty promise. It must always remain a sacred vow. And after October 7th, never again is now.
So that was happening inside. Outside, pro-Palestinian protesters making their presence known.
A lot going on here out in front of Union Station here in Washington, D.C. This is really where the crowd just ended up after kind of doing that loop. They had that first clash right before the prime minister started speaking, where there was pepper spray deployed, and things got really tense here at the flagpoles. Actually, the producer who's with us was knocked down by a police officer as they were trying to get some of those people that they were detaining out of the crowd.
So five people were arrested at Union Station. A lot of vandalism there. Police also using pepper spray because some of those protesters were failing to obey orders or were becoming violent. Also getting reports that some protesters released insects, including maggots and crickets, in the Watergate Hotel because that's where Netanyahu reportedly has been staying.
You mean released them? Like just in the lobby?
Yeah, like brought them in there.
A box of them and just...
Yeah. His reaction.
Right, that's a new protest move. Had not heard that
the
one
bugs.
Yet.
Netanyahu reacting to the protesters during his speech.
Well, I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
So thousands of protesters demonstrating. He's speaking. It was quite a tense day in Washington, and of course now the president will meet with him today. I wonder how that conversation goes. So,
what's going on with you? Right, how do you start that?
Boy, it's hot today.
I mean, you have to, if you are Netanyahu, establish a work or continue a working relationship with this president who is in office through January.
Who is a lame duck president.
Yes. So you have to function with him in these next 6 months. Plus, then look ahead. Obviously, you mentioned the meeting with Vice President Harris and also the meeting later this week with former President Trump, hedging his bets there.
Yeah, which is fascinating. So the vice president is the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, is Jewish. So she didn't go to the speech, but going to get some FaceTime with him today. She's got to walk a delicate line there. And then Bibi heads to Mar-a-Lago, to Florida tomorrow to meet with the former president.
Lots to watch out of Washington. 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers do not practice today, off day for practice anyway, at training camp for field work. They maybe are still drying out. All the talk in camp on Wednesday was still about Tuesday's practice, staged in a, as one reporter described it, build an ark downpour of rain.
A deluge.
Was it strategic? Question even came up as to whether Packers head coach Matt LaFleur was remembering back to the rainy end to the Packers season in San Francisco. A little bit of wet there, you know, were you thinking like, hey, that was a problem for us in that game. Let's get these guys out there. Nah, LaFleur said he just didn't think it was going to rain that much.
I really thought that it was only going to rain during Indy, and it just kept coming down. And I don't think anybody anticipated it was going to be that hard that long, but it was.
You know what this is? It's the equivalent of the scene out of Caddyshack.
Right? I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
I just didn't think it was going to keep raining that hard for that long. I guess once they were wet anyway, what do you want to go in the air conditioning then? That's almost worse, right? And in fairness, Coach decided to press on because he did think there were lessons to be learned.
I didn't feel like anybody was in danger, so that's why we stayed out there. And, I mean, shoot, just the nature of the beast playing up here, we're going to have some bad weather games.
And agree.
Yeah. Well, and he said, too, the field is in great shape. Like, I didn't have concerns about the conditions. If guys are wearing the right cleats, there's not going to be a huge risk to injury any more than any regular day. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, meanwhile, still refusing to practice till he gets a new contract, and there are no updates on that progress this morning. Back on the practice field tomorrow.
The Brewers keep doing what the Brewers do.
The pitch. Line drive into left center field. That'll plug the gap. It's rolling all the way to the wall. Perkins around second. Streaking around third. Perkins will score, and the Brewers take a 3-2 lead. William Contreras, an RBI double. And the Brewers in control at Wrigley.
Contreras with that clutch hit in the eighth, putting the crew up 3-2. They take the series over the hapless Cubs Wednesday afternoon. Out of the All-Star break now, the team goes 4-1. On this road trip, they're back home tomorrow night against the Marlins. It is Yacht Rock night, so Brewers captain hats for the fans. We're less than a week away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline now, by the way. Tuesday, 5 p.m. is the deadline, and the Brewers, of course, sitting in first place.
Who might Brewers GM Matt Arnold be targeting? Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey.
I would still bet on Matt Arnold adding some kind of arm.
Arnold has already executed one trade, bringing in a starting pitcher, executing a similar move over the next several days. Much easier said than done.
General managers want to hold those trade pieces as close and long as they can and try to squeeze just a little bit better player in return. So much of the deadline now happens right at the deadline. And I think that will be the case again this year.
Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
And we'll chat with Matt Arnold. He joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45.
And he will tell us exactly top two, three guys are and what he's willing to give up for them.
That's true.
He'll tell us exactly that. Coming up next. Now you're already hearing it. Welcome home, Harley-Davidson riders. A lot of them. And what you can see today, even if you don't have tickets for the big event at Veterans Park. Give you all that coming up next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Welcome home, Harley-Davidson riders. Harley-Davidson's now annual homecoming event getting underway officially later today, but I met riders from all over the country and, yes, the world. We're already pulling into the Harley-Davidson Museum on Wednesday.
And my name is Chiara. I come from Italy, Florence, and I am Harley-Davidson biker.
Harley-Davidson biker, Chiara and her husband. Yes, in town from Italy. More on them in a moment, E, but today, let me just run down a few things that are happening that you can visit. Official opening ceremony at the Juneau Avenue headquarters. That's at 4 this afternoon. You can visit there. The new patio, public square, open today. Tours of the headquarters available as well.
Okay.
Powertrain operations, that's out there in the Falls, Pilgrim Road.
That is open for tours and events beginning at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, you do need tickets for some of these. They're fairly reasonable in price. I think like $15 if you want to do some of the tours and that. I'm not going to run down everything that's ticketed and not. So you got to head to the website. The Harley-Davidson Homecoming has a whole website on what you can do and how much it costs and availability of tickets for some of those events. You can walk around the museum grounds just off of 6th Street in the Menominee Valley for free. If you want to get into the museum, that's a separate ticket. Free music on the museum grounds starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the big name on stage. A couple of others to open things up. Well, that's a big concert. Anybody can go. It's just fun. Walk around there, see people, meet people. So these Italians I talked with are super excited to be here, and other riders are excited to see them.
And the city, because it's very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. The lake, Michigan, everything is very, I like it.
When you meet other riders from here in America, they must be so impressed that you've come here for this event.
Yeah. Yeah, also the equipment of Harley-Davidson take me a photo. It's very, very great.
Hilarious. She was so apologetic. She said, I don't speak very good English. I'm like,
Well, we speak no Italian.
Right. And you're doing great. And she said, like, people are asking to take pictures with us.
Yeah.
They're very popular. Now, I don't ride, but I love to go to these events. And what I love most about being around Harley-Davidson riders, everybody's welcome. And the community of riders loves to commune. They love to talk with one another, mm-hmm. meet people, share their experiences. And for many, it'll be their first time coming home where their bikes were born.
So how does it feel to be in the birthplace of these bikes that you're so passionate about?
I feel enthusiastic and great for this family, because this is a big family, Harley-Davidson. And so I'm very enthusiastic.
So I am a little concerned for Chiara and her husband, Eric, because said, okay, so they didn't bring their bikes over from Italy. Some folks will do that.
Oh, yeah. They'll ship them over.
They'll ship them over.
Come over on the ferry.
Yes. They were able to get some bikes because they're not done here in Milwaukee. After this, they're riding west.
And after, we go to Sturgis.
That's going to be a pretty good time, let me tell you. So I don't know how much they know about Sturgis, but it's a little bit different than this deal right here.
They'll love it. It'll be great.
I've heard Sturgis has gotten more tame over the years.
Is that right?
But it still has its pockets, right?
Areas of clothing optional? Kind of?
Yes, Deb, for example. So not sure they're fully ready for that, but we welcome them and everyone in town for the Harley-Davidson Homecoming. 2024, it is underway. Brewers head home after beating the Cubs again. We got sports at 6:45.
All eyes, of course, on Paris right now. The Summer Olympic Games expected to draw more than 15 million tourists.
According to the Paris Tourism Board, 100,000 international passengers are expected in Paris between Wednesday and Saturday, just in time for the opening ceremony, the majority of them from North America. The occupancy rate of hotels in Paris is believed to be at about 85% to 90%. The average room rate is 258 euros per night. And as Delacquaterra, ABC News, Paris.
So you have the opening ceremonies tomorrow night. Some of the events have already taken place. There's been some soccer games, even some conspiracies and controversies taking place in some of those soccer games.
Which way did that one end? Did Argentina win or they didn't
did win?
Or they did win, but they weren't supposed to. Somebody was offside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
They stormed the pitch.
Yeah, there was issues with fans.
The hooligans.
As far as the opening ceremony goes, it will start 7:30 p.m. Paris time. So what is it, 1:30-ish right now in Paris? So
yeah,
obviously
it's
it'll
plus
be
seven for us.
Tape
right?
Delayed. You can probably find it somewhere online, though, if you really want to work for it. I didn't know this. Do you know that part of it's going to be outside a closed stadium? An open-air parade of 160 boats, 94 of them carrying athletes, sailing in the Seine in the heart of Paris, will head toward the venue.
This is one of those events that might actually play better on TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Than trying to sit there and see it.
Nothing replaces probably the magic of being there.
Sure.
You know, and all that. But, right, there are going to be so many different aspects to this that you'll catch it all if you watch the broadcast.
They got security all over the place. They want to make sure there's no issues there. So far, they've had to deal with one Russian suspect who's trying to stir up trouble already. Russia sent someone in there to cause some hostility issues, and they've taken care of that. But obviously, that's a concern.
How long?
We'll keep it going for that.
I'm proud you found this one. What do they call it? A trap.
You want me to find more? Trapper.
Yes, find another one.
Time to recognize an everyday hero. An everyday hero is when Wisconsin's Morning News celebrates an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero is sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. Today, Vince, we head to Middletown, Connecticut. A young man named Drew Hayes, 23 years old, headed to the store Sunday night with his girlfriend when he drives past a duplex that's on fire. Whoa, you know, we should call 911. So his girlfriend calls 911. He gets out of the car, runs up to the house.
I said, like, is there anybody in there? And a lady pulled her hands out the window.
So up in the second floor, the upper unit, a woman waves to him. Yes, we're in here. Fire's taken over the fire escape stairs on the side of the duplex, so there's no way to get down. They're stuck up there. So he tells News 8 WTNH, well, I can help you down, lady. You know, you can jump and I'll catch you. But instead of getting her out, she starts to show her children to the window.
And I was like, drop the kid. I'm gonna catch him. I'm gonna catch him. And she didn't trust me at first, but eventually she dropped her kid and I caught him and I told him to go back there. And then the other kid fell and I caught him.
Caught both kids. House is on fire, by the way. Catches both kids. Then another witness helps him catch the mother and then the father. So all four of them get out. They're doing okay.
I shudder to think what would happen to those folks prior to arrival if Drew didn't get them out.
That is the fire chief, Jim Trasky, there in Middletown. As for our hero, Drew, the 23-year-old kid, he says he knew he had to help because...
My whole life, I always wanted to be a firefighter, and I was like, this is my chance to, like, help somebody, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say you're a firefighter now. I'll give it to you,
man, right? They should get him a helmet, a little badge, yes. Honorary thing.
Absolutely.
They'll get it done.
Thank you, Drew, for being an everyday hero and saving the lives of four people in that house fire in Middletown, Connecticut. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
So you can't sit out practice if you don't have practice. So Packers quarterback Jordan Love doesn't have to refuse to take the practice field today.
Okay, that's nice.
And there's no scheduled practice for training camp today. No updates on Love's ongoing contract negotiation with the team. We said he's there, he's just not playing. In fact, you know, when they played in the rain, practiced in the rain on Tuesday, Love was there, stood out in that monsoon with the team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said it showed leadership.
Yeah, that's what we expect our leaders to do, is to be out there. And it was a little chillier than I think we all anticipated. That's why he ended up in a sweatshirt. But it's always good to have him around and being a leader.
He's around. It's good to have him around.
You're starting to lose your patience.
Better to be on the practice field. Well, like, that's 3 days now.
Yeah.
3 days. And if it's tomorrow, that's four. So we'll see. Matt LaFleur sort of dancing politically there with it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, what was once a weakness has quickly become a strength for the Packers offense. Got a lot of talented receivers in camp. And LaFleur says nobody's complaining about not getting enough touches.
They bought into the team concept, and it's all about winning at the end of the day. And I think... we win, everybody will reap the rewards of winning.
He is right about that. Like, when you're winning, it's all good, right?
Of course.
It's if you start to stumble, that's when guys start to grumble. Well, you got to get me the ball more, right? I'm not getting enough touches. I'm not getting enough targets, things like that. But when you're winning, it's all good. So storyline to watch here with a young and talented wide receiver corps. Packers back on the practice field tomorrow.
Brewers get the off day today. This after a great start to the second half of the season. They go 4-1 on their road trip after beating the Cubs again Wednesday afternoon, 3-2 the final. William Contreras with the big double in the eighth to break the tie. Up next, the Marlins tomorrow night at American Family Field. Now, do you know what it is tomorrow night, Ray? You know what's happening?
Is that the captain's hat game?
Yacht Rock night is tomorrow.
Way to lean into it.
So we told you Wednesday to keep an eye on Yelich. Well, it turns out he is going to the IL. Yelich is going to sit 10 days because of his bad back. We did ask Jeff Levering about it Wednesday on Brewers 360.
It's all about pain maintenance, and it's not an easy thing to do, and he's done a really good job. The training staff's done an amazing job with him. We dealt with this with Ryan Braun for a number of years with his back issue. But for Christian, you just want to make sure he's doing okay. And when it comes to nerves, I mean, all it takes is one little twist, and that thing can really turn on you.
Jeff says they also want to make sure he's good for the stretch run in September. So, okay, let's give him 10 days right now. Trade deadline is Tuesday. We'll ask Matt Arnold about it coming up at 7:45.
It's not far back,
6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. ESPN Wisconsin's Jen Latta in the house with us this morning. That's the biggest water bottle I've ever seen.
Is it the biggest?
Looks like you could water down a whole football camp with that.
So
is that just for you?
Just for me. This is a gallon of water. It's a new thing I'm trying, which is trying to consume a gallon of water a day. I was doing a story, and one of the people associated with the story was a fitness instructor, and she said, how much water do you drink? And I'm like, oh, I drink a lot.
Drink a lot of water, yeah.
And she's like, well, how much? I'm like, I don't know, like 3 water bottles. She's like, not enough. She said, you have to drink a gallon of water a day. I said, will you look at me?
Fish?
Like, look at me. There's like a gallon of me over here. I'm a tiny human. Right.
That's not a one size fits all, I don't think, is it?
And so I'm trying it. So yesterday was my first day drinking the gallon of water, and it was hard, and I had to urinate a lot.
Yeah.
Do you get used to that? Does your body acclimate to that at some point, or no?
I don't know. I only did it one day, I'll let you know. But Chewy said to me, what are you going to put in it? And I go, what do you mean put in it? I'm going to put water in it. He goes, no, you're going to get sick of water. I said, that's impossible. How can you get sick of water? Well, yesterday by 3 p.m., I was doing the Chewy was right. Holy bleep, Chewy was right button.
No. Yeah.
Because you can't drink that much water. So today, I have my gallon of water with a little Gatorade.
Okay.
I threw a little Gatorade.
Does that count?
I mean, it counts as liquid.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still getting, I went up and over the gallon mark.
And this is to do what for you?
It's supposed to make you feel better, sleep better, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to try it.
Did it wake you up a bunch of times?
No, I stop. The latest I will drink is 8:30.
Okay.
Nothing after 8:30. So we're cruising along. We're moving. And the added thing is, look at these curls. I could do curls with this thing.
Could you not have broken that down into a series of maybe quarter gallon vessels? You have to carry
that's
the gallon
Joshy
with
DiMaggio
you?
Are.
Like a ball and chain all day?
That's what he said. He goes, you know, you could have just had a smaller one and then refilled it. I said, well, the problem is there are places throughout the day where you end up not being able to refill
that's
a water
true.
Bottle. So you guys think I could do it? Are you confident in my ability to continue this?
I think you can if you feel like it, but at some point you're going to tire of it, is my prediction. Not due to a lack of will, you're just going to say it's not doing it for
me. It was nice of them to put this handy dandy little wristlet on it.
Yeah, you really should have shoulder straps for that.
It should be a backpack.
Hey, what's the take on the show, especially with Chewy having been there in camp? Jordan Love, he showed up, but he's not practicing. He's waiting on a new deal. I think everybody wants him to get the new deal. Sounds like both sides want to get it done, but that's 3 practices missed now.
Vince
by
is getting
Love.
A little impatient.
Holy moly, you're like, antsy now?
Yeah.
I mean, the people I talk to around the league say this could go on for weeks.
No.
What do you mean? Yes.
We can't have that.
So here's the thing. When you have leverage in a business situation, you have to take the leverage. He's supposed to make $11 million this year. That is like $40 million less than his comps in the league. And I know, listen, the Packers are going to keep going back to the fact that they only have essentially a half of a season of high-level success to go off of. But them's the breaks. Like, you drafted him in 2020 when you had a quarterback under center. You let Rodgers cook for another few years. Like, Jordan didn't ask for any of those circumstances. This is how it works in the league. His turn is up. You have to pay the guy. And if you're not, doing all the things that his agents and he think you should be doing. His leverage is to sit. Now, he is holding in, which is better than holding out. I think that that goes a long way with his teammates. I also think that he shouldn't balk. He shouldn't blink.
Well,
and I don't think he's going
right?
to.
You can't like just show up now and say like, all right, I guess I'll start practicing.
Correct.
Like, the gauntlet's laid down.
He'll just take a couple of snaps.
Look, yes. The two sides are still talking. It is not like they have gone to their respective corners and are like, we're at a stalemate. There is progress. They're just not there yet.
Eric always teases me because I'm always the company man. He's like, you always take the team side. I'm like,
yeah.
Because the Packers are always my team. Guys come and go. So
it's usually, a $15 billion league. They got a couple extra dollars.
I'm
they
usually
can
with
around.
The company on these things. So let's go. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys.